Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight, we're going to be discussing energy medicine. That's correct, energy medicine. And it's going to be a great talk for the beginning of this year, 2015, because this year is the year of energy medicine. It's a year of detox. It's a year of getting healthier, getting younger. That's what it's a year of. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's www.growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's www.feel29.com. Well, I know that a lot of you are wondering, what does energy medicine have to do with anything? But you know that the number one complaint of most patients is, I don't have any energy. That's your number one complaint. That's a complaint that we all have all the time. And why is that important? Well, because without energy, nothing survives. Nothing lives. You know, you can't run a car without a battery. You cannot run your television without electricity. You cannot use your phone without a battery. There's nothing in life can you do without energy. Your body is the same thing. I want you to all to understand something. A heart attack is really a loss of energy of your heart. That's correct. That's what a heart attack is. In a heart attack, the cells of your heart die. They die because there's no nutrition for them. But what is the source of nutrition for the cells of your body? It is water. It is oxygen. It is minerals. It is vitamins. It is amino acids. Those are the things that, those are the raw materials of your body. And without those things, your body lacks energy. Now, I said to you that a heart attack is actually caused by a lack of energy. Well, what happens? You go to the doctor because you're having chest pain. And he says you are having a heart attack. Well, what does that mean? He says that your artery is blocked. Well, so what? What does that mean, the artery is blocked? Well, I want you to think about this. Your artery is your highway system in your body. That's what an artery is. It's your highway system. And normally, when you're young, those highway systems are wide open. They have four lanes in either direction. And as you get older, those four lanes become three lanes, and then two lanes, and then one lane. And then a big accident happened and the highway gets blocked. That means your artery is now occluded. Well, it means that all the tributaries for that artery, all the little villages that an artery was supposed to supply with oxygen, with blood, with nutrition, no longer can get their milk or their cheese or their eggs or their bread, their nutrition to survive. So when you have a heart attack and your artery is blocked, it means that all the cells in the heart that are downstream from that artery are dying of malnutrition, are dying because they have no energy. And if you don't find a way to reroute the artery to get rid of the traffic jam, the heart muscle will die. So they go in there and they do a bypass. Well, what is a bypass? All a bypass is means is they make a little road around the blockage that now you can get supplies past the blocked area to the cells that are downstream, and now the cells can start functioning again. Well, that's the way energy works in your body. But you know, it's not just about getting energy to the source. It's also about removing the garbage, removing the junk, detoxification. You see, when in a city, all right, when we use raw materials, we create junk, we create waste, and the waste has to be removed. Well, in your body, after you have metabolism, after you have used up the raw material, the byproduct is what you call the junk. That's what needs to be detoxified. So you need the veins to pick up the junk, the garbage, and take it out of the area so that it can get out of your body. So the arteries carry all the raw materials to the cells that's needed, and the veins take all the junk, all the byproducts, all the toxins out of the area to what you'd call the dump. That's what happens. That's how your body works. So in your body, without energy, you cannot function. Now, in your body, you have two main sources of energy. Source number one is your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands are tiny pea-sized glands which sit right above your kidneys. Those glands are your master glands. They're the ones who give you the energy for emergencies. You look down, you see a snake. A second later, you're out the room. Well, your adrenals is what gave you that energy to make that quick movement. It's called your fight or flee organ. So your adrenals is very powerful in the sense that it is there for your survival. It's a gland that does things without thinking that you automatically do to survive. That is your adrenal glands. Now, when you have a lot of stress, you use up all the raw materials in the adrenal glands, so the adrenal glands can no longer function properly. It's like taking a car and racing it and racing and racing. Pretty soon you're out of gas, and guess what? The car stops running. Well, your adrenal is the same way. When you're very stressed, the adrenal gland burns up all its raw material, and then it needs a new supply of raw material. Now, the raw materials of the adrenal glands are things like minerals and vitamins. Those are your raw materials, and something called adaptogens or herbs. But basically, if you are low on minerals and vitamins, your adrenal glands will not function properly. Or if you're under a lot of stress, it will burn up all the minerals and vitamins in your body, and then it cannot function. And that's when you go into adrenal fatigue. And when you have adrenal fatigue, you just can't respond to anything. I mean, if someone says boo, you break down in tears and you get very emotional. You lay on the couch, you can't move, you have no energy, because your adrenal glands controls all of that. That's for emergency energy. Your thyroid is your gland of everyday energy. Now, if you go to your doc and say, "Doc, I am tired, I'm run down, I have no energy, I'm cold all the time, I look at food, I gain weight, my hair is falling out, my skin is dry." I mean, If those are symptoms, you have hypothyroidism. It means your thyroid is not making thyroid hormone so that you don't have everyday energy. And when you have hypothyroidism, you are energy less. Now, why is that important? See, the thyroid gland is giving me the energy to speak to you right now. The thyroid gland is giving me the energy to look around and do things and just do regular everyday thing. Now, every cell in your body needs thyroid hormone. Your thyroid makes two hormones. It makes T3, which is the active thyroid. Only 7% of the thyroid is T3. And it makes T4, which is inactive, which is 93% of your thyroid hormone. Now, the problem though is that your body, the 7% that's active, has to go to every cell in your body and give those cells energy. In your body, you have over 100 trillion cells in your body, and every one of those cells need T3, the active thyroid. Now, you go to your doctor, and he says to you, you have hypothyroidism, and what does he put you on? He puts you on Synthroid or levothyroxine. Well, Synthroid and levothyroxine are T4. They are the inactive thyroid. In other words, the thyroid they're giving you is not active in your body. Your body has to convert that T4 into T3, the active thyroid. Now, why does your doctor give you T4, Synthroid, and levothyroxine? Because that's what the drug companies want him to give you. He could give you T3, the active thyroid, but he chooses to give you T4. Now, here's the problem. Some people have a problem converting T4 into T3. T3 is converted by, number one, testosterone. So if your testosterone is low, you're going to have a problem converting T4 to T3. And that's why testosterone gives people energy, because it converts the inactive thyroid into the active thyroid. So if your testosterone is low and he gives you T4, it's going to be hard for your body to convert it into T3, number one. The second thing that does is progesterone. If your progesterone is low, guess what? You're not going to convert T4 into T3. The third thing that does it is a good estrogen progesterone ratio. Well, if you have hot flashes, if you have flight of ideas, if you have any of those things, this emotional lability, it tells me that your estrogen progesterone ratio is off. And when that's off, the body creates a hormone called thyroglobulin or thyroid binding globulin. And this is a hormone that binds your T3 and makes your T3 inactive. So the three things that can help you, testosterone, progesterone, and estrogen progesterone ratio, in most people that are overweight, in most older people, are low. The fourth thing that can help you convert T4 into the active thyroid is a normal GI flora. Well, if you have to take antacids, if you have heartburn, if you have to take a lot of pain medications, if you have to take a lot of antibiotics, if you have a lot of diarrhea or constipation, if you have autoimmune diseases, if you have any of those things, you probably have leaky gut, which means that you probably have a GI flora, which is not normal. And if you don't have a good normal GI flora, guess what? You're not going to convert the inactive T4 into active T3. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are listening to Dr. Vernon F. Williams. Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. You can call me at 210-559-5959, or you can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again is available at Barnes and Noble's. It's available at Amazon. It's available on iTunes. It's available at www.growyoungagain.com. If you go through the website, you will get an autographed copy of the book. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel29.com. Today we are talking about energy medicine. We talked about the adrenals and we talked about the thyroid. How the fact is the adrenals give you emergency energy to fight or flee to protect yourself. And the thyroid gives you everyday energy to do things. Now, what's important about the thyroid is that the T3, the active thyroid, has to go to every cell in your body and give your cell the energy they need to do their function. Now, I've already told you that you have over 100 trillion cells in your body. And every one of those cells have a function. For instance, your brain is made of brain cells, neurons. The brain cell's function is to store information and give you the information back when you request it. Well, let's say that your thyroid is low and you don't supply your brain with enough nutrition and new energy. So therefore, when you try to read a book or you try to store information, your brain cells just is not up to par. And because of that, they have a problem storing the new information you got. Or they might store the new information in the wrong place. And so when you go to ask your brain the answer to a question, it says, "Darn it, I know it was on the tip of my tongue. I just can't remember." Now you have what we call brain fog. Your brain does not work the way it should because your brain cells, your neurons, are without the energy to do their function. That's just one example. Now, your heart is made of heart cells. You know, we talked about that in the beginning, that a heart attack is the cells in your heart running out of nutrition so the cells cannot function. And guess what happens when your cells in your heart run out of energy? You get chest pains and you get a heart attack. Now, your liver is made of liver cells. Your kidney is made of kidney cells. Your skin is made of skin cells. Your bone is made of bone cells. All these organs have functions to do, and they all need nutrition. They need energy from the adrenal, from the thyroid gland. And when the thyroid is low, those all organs do not have the energy to do their function. So therefore, your thyroid, your liver doesn't detoxify as well as it should. Your kidneys doesn't get rid of the water, the waste, as it should. Your bone will not function the way it normally is. And now you have bone pain and you have inflammation in the bone. Your muscles will not work properly. But most importantly, your immune system will not work properly. See, I say to people, When your thyroid is functional optimally, it's like your body having a 25-year-old housekeeper. When your thyroid is low, it's like your body having a 75-year-old housekeeper. Which would you prefer? See, each organ in your body is made of cells, and each cells, the cells do their maintenance job. They in every organ in your body, there's cells in there that make things, and there's cells in there that detox things. There's cells in them that does different function. And so you have cells in every organ in your body that will remove the waste. You will have cells that will make the products that cells make. There's cells that does everything in each organ. So when the cells are not functioning, the garbage is not picked up, your organs don't work well, and your organs are malnourished, so they don't function well. Let me give you an example. Your immune system function is to defend your body against all enemies, domestic or foreign. So in other words, if there's anything in your body that shouldn't be there, your immune system job is to get rid of it. So let's say that you have a viral infection. Now, if your thyroid is optimal and given your immune system all the energy they need, guess what? Your immune system will get rid of that viral infection in 2 days and you'll be back to normal. If your thyroid does not function well, your immune system are going to be weakened. There'll be like 75-year-old immune cells, and the cells will not function well. And when they go up to the virus will slap them down, beat them up, and your immune system won't be able to fight off the viral infection. And 2 weeks later, you still have a viral infection. You know, I tell all my patients that we all have cancer, and they sort of look at me crazy. What do you mean we all have cancer? Yes, we do. Every single one of us have cancer. The only difference is that some of us, the cancer gets worse. You see, every day in your body, you have thousands of cells that mutate. They become cancerous. The only reason why you do not come down with cancer is because your immune system goes in there and destroys all the cancer cells. That's what your immune system does. So therefore, if every day your immune system does that, you never develop cancer. But the moment your thyroid is low and your immune system doesn't work as well, the cancer cells survive and now they have a foothold and they start multiplying, and pretty soon you are diagnosed with cancer. That's how important our energy and our thyroid is in our body. It gives our body the nutrition that it needs. Now, it's not just your thyroid. It's not just those things. Your body needs energy. Your cells in your body has something called a mitochondria. A mitochondria in a cell is a cell's power plant. That's where the thyroid hormone goes into your cells, into the mitochondria, and let the power cells get activated so they can do their, make power in the cells. Well, some cells have a few power plants. Some cells may have thousands of power cells, like a heart muscle cell or a liver cell or a brain cell will have thousands of mitochondria in them. So they have thousands of power plants that are there helping the cells create energy, because those cells are involved in very, very intricate things, and those cells need a lot of power to do what they're bidden. As a matter of fact, in your body, your brain uses up about 30% of all the sugar in your body. That's what your brain does, because it needs it. So your cells in your body, each cell has a different power requirement. The more sophisticated cells require more power. It's just like if you have a computer with 4 gigabytes and a computer with 12 gigabytes. Well, the computer with 12 gigabytes is going to need a lot more power to run it than the one with 4 gigabytes. And in your body, it's the exact same things. Now, there are other things in your body that will help with energy. Oxygen is very, very important. Water is very, very important. Those things are source of power for your cells. There's something called ozone. Ozone is enriched oxygen that can be given. As a matter of fact, in Europe, a lot of the doctors in Europe give ozone treatments. And all ozone treatment, it's like hyperbaric medicine. Basically, it gives your cells an enriched oxygen supply. So now the cells can function better, have more energy. Water is very important. Alkaline water is very good for your health because it gives the cells more opportunity. In your body, acid in your body is bad. That's what happens when you have a chemical reaction. The chemical reaction, the byproduct of the chemical reaction is an acidic environment. So when a cell is doing a lot of metabolic activity, it creates a lot of acidity. And your body has to get rid of the acidity. And so your body retains fluids to neutralize or dilute the toxins in your body, and therefore you gain weight. I tell everyone, you cannot be truly healthy if you do not detox on a regular basis, because detoxification is a process of where your body gets rid of all the toxins in your body. Toxins are things in your body which are harmful to your body. So toxins are the garbage. It's like in your kitchen. Anything that you don't want, you throw in a trash can, and then you get rid of the trash. Well, that's what toxins are in your body. It's the stuff that goes in the trash can. And then your body has garbage trucks, which are what you call macrophages. Those cells come along and they pick up the trash and they take the trash to the dumpster. The dumpster could be your colon, so you can get rid of it as stool, in your urine where you can get rid of it as water, in your sweat where you can get rid of it in your skin, or in your lungs where you can get rid of it when you breathe. Those are all part, that's all the way of your body detoxifying. So, you know, for energy, you need your thyroid function well, you need your adrenals function well, you need good oxygen supply, you good need good water, you need minerals and vitamins, and you need detoxification. Those are all things you need to get so that you can have a successful 2015. Now, if you have any more questions and you want some more information about energy and your body, how you can fight cancer with energy medicine, I mean, and we've been seeing a lot of cancer patients where we've been giving them the energy they need. And giving your body the energy means that your body can now go and fight off the cancer. You know, so we do a lot of those things. IV nutrition is another way of giving you the raw materials that goes directly to the cells in the quantity that your body needs to give you the energy that you need. Those are all things that we do at our clinic. Now, for more information, call us at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the web at www.field29.com, field29.com. This is Dr. Vernon Williams, owner of the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center in San Antonio, Texas. Thank you all very much. You all have a great day. And remember, January is the beginning of the month of the year 2015. And let's get new energy in our body. Let's detox. Let's get healthier. Thank you all very much. Have a great day.